Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Dalet, Baba Kama, daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amabez by the two dots, as we have the last full daf here in the fifth parak of Maseches Baba Kama. Today's shir is sponsored in dedication and honor of the fourth yard site of Mrs. Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, our beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Again, in honor of the fourth yard site of Miss Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, we thank the family for the sponsorship. Says the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, two dots. Nafal l'socho shar v'kelav v'shabru v'chu. So the Mishnah told us on Nun Beis Amid Aleph, the din of the Petur Kelim, as we've had many times already, going all the way back to the first parak where the Gemara listed, if you remember back in the first parak, the Gemara listed all the unique halachos of each of the avos nezikin on daf hey amabez. Karen has a chilek between tam and nuad. Shein regal has a patur rishos rabim. Bar has a patur kalim. Where does that come from? That comes from our Mishnah, Nun Beis Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah, the Gemara continued there, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that kalim, bar is chayef for kalim, you have to come up with something else that is unique in bar. So the Gemara says, okay, patur adam. And then adam, chiyav dal dvarim, and eish has a patur tamud. Rabbi Yehuda also argues on that, so they had to come up with something else. But the Gemara says now, the Mishnah that says that there is a patur kalim, masnisan delo, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda, as we just pointed out, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, mechayev on iska kalim babar. Rabbi Yehuda says kalim are mechuyav. If an animal falls into a pit with kalim on its back, then one is chai for the animal and for the kalim. Machlokas tanoim, my time at the Rabbanon. What is the reason the Rabbanon say that there is a p'tur kalim? What's the source for a p'tur kalim in a bar? So we assume it's not just based on some type of logic, but it's based on psukim. My time at the Rabbanon, to Amar Kra, v'nafal shama shor o chamor. What is bar chaya for? An ox or a donkey that falls in. Shar velo adam, chamar velo kalim. So the word shar excludes if an adam falls in. There's a patur adam, and a chamar excludes kalim. That is the Tanakhama, that is the Rabbanan Shita. The Rashba, let's just finish, and then we'll mention the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, the Rabbo says a kalim. Rabbi Yehuda says the word o comes to include kalim. Because it says, Shor O Chamor. So O is Larabos. Verabbanan. O mi boile mechalik. The Rabbanan say, no. O is to be mechalik. O teaches me that I would have thought that you have to have a Chamor and a Shor that fall in, and only then you would be Chayef Kamash Balan. It's either or. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's a basic Havamina. Why would you think two animals would have to fall in? Because what the Torah says. Still an amazing Havamina. For Rabbi Yehuda, lechalek mivenafal nafka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you know how you know that you are chayef for each one individually? Because it uses the Lashon Yachid, vinafal nafka. Lashon Yachid, so you know it's referring to each one. Verabbanan, and how would the Rabbanan answer back? That would not be good enough of a makar, and that's why you need O to be mechalek. Verabbanan, vinafal tuba mashma. No, vinafal. And even though it's Lashon Yachid, but it's meant to go on many. And Rashi quotes other sources where you find a singular verb, and it's going on more than one, right? Va'asa bitzalel va'ahaliyav. Or, in Shema, that's by the Mishkan. Uba ha'os v'ha'mofes. Uba ha'ari v'esadov. It uses the double, even though it is a singular verb, it is a context of a double. Sometimes Chazal pick up on the fact when you have a singular verb and a larger subject, right? The Vayichad Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, right? Well, one of the more famous ones, Ki'ish Echad V'Lev Echad. But these, Rashi just quotes that sometimes the Torah uses the singular, not for us to be medayik, but it is talking about the entire unit of items that are on the list. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, what the source is for ptur or lack of ptur of kalim. The Rashba here quotes the Yerushalmi and assumes that our Gemara is against the Yerushalmi. The Rashba says, Mistavra, it makes sense that the ptur of kalim is not limited to certain types of bars. Mistavra, the lav al bar asara, shechiv bo al misas habehema airi bedafka. Don't think, says the Rashba, because this is what the Yerushalmi thinks, don't think that the Mishnah by the Ptur Kalim is only talking about a 10 tefach deep bar. Vilomar de ba oso bar, shu bar shal misa ptur ala kalim. a bor that's 10 tvachim deep, that's known as the bor of Misa, as we know, yud tvachim deep, that's patur akelim. Aval babar pachos me'asara, shu bor shal nezikin, chayiv afilu akelim. But a bor that's less than 10, that's 8, that has a chiv of nezek, so there's no patur akelim. Don't think that, says the Rashba. Ella al kolbar ka'amar, shu chayiv ala behemav ala misa o ala nezek, u patur ala kelim kan vikan. There is no distinction between a bar of 9 and a bar of 10 regarding the patur of kelim, says the Rashba. Bar of less than 10 is chayiv on the nezek, for behema and for adam, and for a bar that is more than 10, not Adam Behema, I'm sorry, and a bar that is 10 or more, so then it has a Ptur of Kalim, it has a Chiyav of Misa, but a Kalim is across the board. Alma, and he quotes a couple of Gemaras where we see, the Gemara just assumes Ptur Kalim, Ptur Kalim. Alma, Klalahu Lachobar, Shalom Atsinu Shumbar Shechayibo Asa Kalim. But then he quotes, Avo, B'Yerushalmi Mashma, Dipshita Lahu, Delo Imit Kalim, Ami Bar Shal Misa, Dibidi Deik Sivmi Uta, the Kaddish of the Torah is by a bar of Misa, and that's where the meat is listed. But when you come to a bar of Nezek, you're chayiv on kelim. So the Rashba says, I think that's not correct. V'hadi Rishami Lesa Dilagamrin, according to our Gemara, Ein Kalim Babar Klal. It's an important Yerushalmi to beware of in Lundus, but that is the note that is put on this Gemara. Again, Yerushalmi limits the limitation to the context of Bar Shalmisa, which is where the limitation is found. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, I have another way to learn these psukim. Right, we explain the psukim, Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan. What about the following? Third line. Ema v'nafal klal, shor v'chamor prat. Klal uprat, ein b'chlal el mash v'prat. Maybe I should limit it even more. Klal uprat, so the rule is, if you have a general rule and then you have a specific example given, so that example is limiting the klal to say only including the rule what is listed. Shor v'chamor in midiach rini lo. So maybe it should be a klal uprat. So does the Gemara know? Amri bal habor yishalem chazar v'klal. Couple of answers to this question. One is, this is not a klal uprat, but it's a klal uprat uklal. There's another second inclusionary word, klal uprat uklal, iyat adan, ela ke'en uprat. Right, we don't limit it to the examples, but we limit it to like the examples. Ma prat mefurish balei chayim, afko balei chayim. So it's a klal uprat uklal, and we include all animals. That's shor v'chamor are examples, but we include even more. Says the Gemara, ma prat mefurish davar, shenevelasa metaba b'mago b'masa. If you're saying that it should be like the examples, what are the two examples? They are shor and chamor. They are behemoths. So maybe we should limit it to animals whose nevela, when they would die without shechita, would make you tamei through maga and masa. That's what a nevela does. Ma and davar shebefurish. Davar shenevela is betamei b'maga u'b'masa. Af kol davar shenevela is betamei b'maga u'b'masa. So do we should include all things whose nevela would make you tamei maga and masa for a day. Aval ofos lo. What should be excluded then? Birds. Birds, if a bird dies, if a kosher bird dies, so its nevela does not make you tame through maga and masa, but rather through beis ablia. Right? That's the special din of nevela softar. That Maseches Taharos discusses this a little bit, that once I eat it while it's in my mouth, so that's where it makes me tame. That's tumas beis ablia. So maybe ofo should not be included in the limud of bar. So Gemara says, Im Kain, we'll get back to that love. This, let's first continue. Im Kain, Nichta Rachman, Achad Prata. Now, if that's all the Torah wanted us to think, that it should be limited to similar ideas, it should be Klal Prata Klal, and limited to animals of Nevela, Matami, Bimago, Bimasa, so why does it list off two? Shor and Chamor. One would be good enough. One would be good enough. Im Kain, Nichta Rachman, Achad Prata. So, because it lists two, it must be to include more. Many of the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Achronim that talk about this topic, I should say, they're Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Asvin Daraisa, in the first piece in Asvin Daraisa, he discusses a few topics, but one of them that comes up is this discussion of Tuma of Nevelas Oftar. It is very unusual and very unique. It only makes you Tamei when it goes into my mouth. So the question is, so am I supposed to view that as a very unique type of tumah? Meaning, how can you become tumah from various tumahs? Maga, or masa, or ol, or now we have a new one, beis ablia. Is that how we're supposed to look at it? Or is this Beis Ablia that makes my mitame in the mouth, is that a super or unique form of one of the other drachim? Maybe it is a special form of maga. Usual maga is only if it touches anywhere on my body, but here it's even Beis Astarim, even if it's in my mouth. But it is a form of maga. Or maybe it's a masa case. Maybe it's a type of masa. Or maybe it's an achila case. Maybe it's unique. Tumat v'dabliya, eating, you're right. It's a different type of derech. So that is the question. Is it maga? Is it masa? Is it achila? That's what he discusses here in Asvid Daraisa. And he quotes many different rais. Just to quote one, the Gemara Menachas Daf Ayin, where the Gemara discusses what happens, unusual case, im hechnes piv, lemei nevelas oftar. If somebody gets them, not that this would actually take case, but theoretically, if somebody would be able to get inside a nevelas oftar and eat the eggs from the inside, does not make you tame, nevelas oftar. Why? Because the Gemara's lashon is, lo avidi inshi da'achli hachi, ubat ladaito esokal adam. That's not normally eaten. Nobody does that and nobody eats that. So bat ladaito. So that's the Gemara's issue at the beginning. But the Gemara's maskana is, avidi inshi da'achli hachi. Sometimes people eat these eggs. So you're talking about eating, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, umuchach, tahatuma himitam achila. If it's an issue of maga, so who cares that people don't normally eat it? Sof, naga benan velas oftar bebeis ablia. L'maise tach v'yesh kan maga. V'al karchach derak Hashem achila mitamaso. V'al karchach kiva de lo avidi inshi da'achli ha'achi v'avi shalo kederach achilaso. V'lo chashav achila akid shaper roish yetar. That's one, and he quotes many others as well. Maybe it's even a machlokas tanoim, he suggests, in Mesechus Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. So he goes through many of, wherever this comes up, that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes whether this sounds like an achila or not. He quotes a Gemara later on, Baba Kama Samach Beis, which maybe we'll have to get back to in the beginning of the sixth pair. Okay, let us continue. Again, there's a lot, Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, that's where one of the bigger sources is. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do I know that I might have limited this to Klal Uprat? No, it's Klal Uprat or Klal, so it has to be everything like the examples. So why do we limit it to where the Nevela is Matameh? No, because then you could have just said one of the Pratim, not both of the Pratim. The fact that you say both means that all should be included. Says the Gemara now, Hey Nechtof, so which one should be listed? We're about to prove that both of them need to be listed, and therefore neither of them are extra, so we're back to our question. Because then the second klal is, well, the second prat, both examples are needed, so we should limit it to exactly like the examples, and not include ofos. So, MK, nichtav rachman, achad prata, hey nichtav, ikas of shor, if it only said ox, shor, hava amina, I would have thought that bar is only chayav for karav lagabi mizbeach in, sheino karav lagabi mizbeach lo. Only animals that are brought agabi mizbeach, like a shor, would be included. But a chamor, maybe, would not be included. Kamashvelon, that's where the Torah also had to write chamor. Interesting, we would have thought Hezek has something to do with lost potential to the mizbeach. That's what we would have thought. That's this havamina. This is a xeris hakasiv, but maybe that's the svara. Right? If you damage something that could have been brought as a karban, that's bad. That's where you have to pay. Right? Karsha eidu karav lagabi mizbeach, lo. But if it couldn't be brought al gabi mizbeach, so then you wouldn't be chai mishim nezek. That's one side. And what about the other way? V'i kasav rachmana chamor. And if you only wrote chamor, hava amina kadosh bibachora in shein kadosh bibachora lo. Maybe only something that has sanctification, kadosh bibachora, in its firstborn, that would be included. Only chamor, we know, is the only non-kosher animal that has some type of status when it is born. Petach chamor, the mitzvah of tifteveseh, and if not, we have to break its neck va'arafto. So shein kadosh bibachora lo. But other types of animals that do not have kedushas bachor, so that they wouldn't be included. They're not as unique or have inherent sanctity. So that's why you need both of them. So if you need both of them, we're back to the question. Neither of them are extra. So why don't you limit nezek to cases where the animal is davar shenevelasa betama b'maga ubemasa. We're back to that question before we, you know, let's one more line. Ela amar cross. You're right. We have to find another pasuk. V'hames yelo kol dvar misa. Period. V'hames yelo. The mace will be for him. That's talking about bor. So anytime there's a mace, so that includes even birds. All animals are included. That's the makar for the chiyuv of behema in bar, which we already proved earlier, the patur of kalim in bar. Tosfos asks here, in hava amina, karv lagabe mizbeach in, but the hava amina only lagabe mizbeach, Tosfos says, tema, lama lo yafinan hacha shor sharmi Shabbos. Why wouldn't we learn from Shabbos? We're going to learn this on Amud Beis. We're going to have, as Hashem, a couple of makoros related to Shabbos. So Tosfos says already here, why you would have limited it because it only says Shor, but maybe you would have learned it Gzeira Shava from Shabbos, that just like Shabbos has that, but includes a lot more. So too, this should include a lot more. That's Tosfos' kasha. Asks the Marsha Tosfos, if you're going to learn it from Shabbos, so then Imkain, Madua Hutzrachator Lichov, Gam Sharva Gam Chamor. So just say one of them. Just say one of them then. Why would you have needed both of them if we're going to say you would have learned it from Shabbos? So the Marsha explains, Ladas Hasovrim, Sha'af Shvisas Kalim Asura Me'atorah. He quotes the Machloka, Beshamay Me'silel, from Esecha Shabbos. Beshamay says that not only do my servants have to rest, not only do I have to rest, and my servants, and my animals, but even my kalim have to rest on Shabbos. That's Beshamay Shita. So if you say Shvisas Kalim is Asur Min HaTorah, so maybe that's why the Torah has to write Chamor, to exclude kalim. Because Shabbos includes kalim. So maybe I would have had to exclude. That's why you need the extra. But according to Beis Hillel, that says Shvisas Kalim is only Usur Midrabanan. That's what we pass on like Beis Hillel. It's not even Usur. Sorry, I take it back. It's not Usur Min HaTorah. So Kasha, you don't need anything to exclude kalim. So, Mehecha Kasha, She'ein Tzorach Lamayit Kalim. Kivet Shememela Kalim is Ma'atu. You already know that. Kivet She'einim B'Shabbos. Umecha Neda Shechayiv Aleim. That's the Marsha's discussion. Only Achronim wonder about this Marsha, that even if Shvisas Kalim would not be Asur Min HaTorah, you would still need to exclude Kalim from Chamor, as we mentioned. Again, even if you have a parallel to Shabbos, that doesn't mean we would automatically include Kalim, that we would then need another Makar to exclude Kalim. Why, says the Yoshua on the Tosfos, on the Marsha, because you might have included Kalim anyway, based on the other Avos Nezikin. Yes, you would learn from Shabbos to an extent, but it's also an Avanezek. Like we had earlier, just to borrow the Lashon, I think we had it back on Daf Chafei or so, Don Minava Uki Ba'asra. When you have a limud from A to B, it doesn't mean that everything in A is going to be transferred to B. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, you might have transferred some of the halachas of Shabbos, but like all animals, but it doesn't mean you have to include the kalim. Right? It doesn't mean that. You would have compared kalim to the other avos nezikin, which would be chayav on kalim, right? Among other answers that are given by some of the achronim. Chasam Sofer here says there is sometimes that kalim are chayav on nezek when you use a kli. If I use a knife, if I use a hammer to smash something, so it's not that kalim are always putter by nezek. If memela, they get damaged by bar. But if I use a kli, that's me. That's adam amazik. So that's one discussion that comes up here on Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua and others. The other point to mention is the interesting lashon here. The Gemara says in the second point that if it would have only said chamor, I would have thought only something that is kadosh bebechora. You see, would we have said that a chamor is kadosh bebechora? We know the donkey, the firstborn donkey owned by a Jew, has a special status. Right? You have to do something with it. You have to switch it with the sheep and give the sheep to the Kohen. Or you have to break the neck of the chamor. But would we say that it has kedusha? So maybe the Gemara doesn't mean it literally. The Gemara might just mean it has a status. Kadosh bibechora in, but it doesn't mean literally kadosh, unless if you say it, that will be a chiddush gadol, to say that a non-kosher animal really has kedusha. To say that bechor behema tahora has kedusha, to say that a person has kedusha, okay. A bechor becomes a karban, and a person, we know, this kedusha is Yisrael. But to say that a chamor has kedusha, that's a little more mechudash. So you might say the Gemara here just means that it has a status. It doesn't really mean that it has kedusha. There is so much to talk about, but in the mitzvah we know of Petra Chamor, Again, the Rishonim, if you look even in just in the Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaChinuch's Lashon is the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor, Liftos Vlad Hamor Zachar Shenolad Rishon. The mitzvah to redeem. So redeem sounds like, you know, it has a status beforehand, and maybe we would even use the Lashon of Kedusha. Says the Chinuch, what's the mitzvah? Shalokech, Yisrael se echad venoso lakoin, bepidyon petach hamor. Shul l'shem yisbarach, minatab shakasavro l'mala. Vahu barachu nasano lakoin. Right, you designate the sheep, and the sheep goes to the Kohen. Lefichach podeyu ha Yisrael mimenu, ki Hashem yisbarach ratza sheyeh lo pidyon beset. V'imla ein lo se podeo b'demei se. Ulefi she'ein demei ha-se-yos shavin. Chazal say, you know, they give a specific example, as is learned out in Maseches Bechoros. What's the message behind this mitzvah? So there are many different suggestions given. Fascinating, beautiful suggestions. The Sefer HaChinuch, once we have it open, Mitzvah Chabbeis, says, what's the message? Bishar she mitzvah zu, kedei she yizkeru ha-yehudim la-olam, ha-nei she-nasa lo-eb ha-kel b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, as it says, as we know elsewhere, Amadomelech Hamar, we had that in Kiddusha, we had that earlier here in terms of Yichus, so because of that connection, so that is why it reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, Petach Hamar reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number one, if you look in Rabbeinu Bachai, he has a second idea, not just based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, but says the Rabbeinu Bachai, he quotes this idea, but then he also quotes, which gets us into the next point, Va'od she'ein lecha kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael shelo alu tishim chamorim mimoim tu mekesef v'zav. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we had so much gold and silver v'chulu, and we schlepped them on donkeys, on chamorim. So that also reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the fact that we do something with a chamor. Finally, the Meshech Chachma. You can't learn this without the Meshech Chachma. Unbelievable Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma here on that pasuk, Yud Gimel in Shmos. He says, the Medrash tells us that the Shvatim, right, the value, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara Bechoros Daf Hey. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, Manishtanu Pitri Chamorim, why is Chamor unique? Right, that was the question that he asked. And then, if you look in the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, the Meshech Chachma quotes it, Atem Mechartem Bechor Shel Rachel Be'esrim Kasef, Afatem Tnu Ba'ad Bechorchem Chamisha Shkalim Esrim Geira. Somehow this is connected to Mechiras Yosef. V'hu Pela, ask the Meshech Chachma, Imnen Shu Avar Zev, if this is because of Mechiras Yosef, Madua Shevet Yosef Sarach Litin Chamesh Lohem. So why is Yosef, Shevet Yosef is included? Right, well, according to Yerushalmi, right, it should be, just like there are certain mitzvahs that Kohanim and Levim are excluded. So Yosef should be excluded. He was the victim here. Why does he have to pay Petach Hamor? And who does he pay it to? The Shevet Levi, and he was the Mocher. Right, so what exactly is that? How are we supposed to understand that? So he quotes based on the Medrash. Again, it's a famous idea, but he has a beautiful Lashon here. If you've ever seen it, highly recommended. Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel. Says the Meshech Chachma, we know that Hashem's mind, there's no shinui in the Ratzon of Hashem. Rak hakol besivuv hasibos fa'alilos bashkacha nifla. V'kasher tavo tzara la'adam. When there's a difficulty, when there's a tzara that befalls a person, ain v'yinatza mimena, and then we're saved, we have a Yeshua. Ain't a shinui chalilim b'ratzon yisbarach. It's not that, oh, Hashem wanted to give us saras, and now he wants to give us a Yeshua. No. It's all part of the divine plan. Rak hayagoli l'shem yisbarach sheha adab tzarich lavo lahatzara u'lehinatzel mimena. It's in our best interest, Hashem decides, that we should go through this difficulty and then be saved from it. Uvipropi Yitzias Mitzrayim, especially Yitzias Mitzrayim, he knew, based already on the Bris Ben Abasarim, that we had to go into the Korah Barzel, and it was good for the birth of our nation, but we had to learn how to deal with adversity, all the elements that we learned in Mitzrayim, v'ot ta'amim k'musim ugluyim l'chachma savore. And therefore, when we went out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the firstborns, and we saw the Ashkacha Niflah there, we should recognize that not only was Yitzias Mitzrayim part of the Hashkacha, even the Knisa l'Mitzrayim was part of the Hashkacha. U'bazen nechlal gam bi'asa l'Mitzrayim ha'idei Yosef ha'bachar me'rachel. The Yichid es ha'chamor, how does the Chamor teach us this? What does it say in Parshas Mikates? When they went down to Mitzrayim, not only what Rabbeinu Bachai says when they went up from Mitzrayim, but going down to Mitzrayim, v'yisu shivram al chamorehem. L'ramos sha'knisa l'Mitzrayim, Ad hayitziyah, haya shal sheles, aruka, sibos, shonos. It was all part of the divine plan. Asher kulam ke'echad is lachtu lilmod, mifalos tumimdeyim, asher akol, bashkachem yuchedes. And it goes all the way back, and that is the message of Petra Chamor. Okay, there's a more there, there's a nitziv at the end, there's a taz, we'll see if we have time at the end. We'll get back to the taz in Yeradashin, Chafalev, we've dealt with that often. Why is it that there's only a bracha on Petra Chamor and Bechor Behemet Tahora, but there's no bracha there's a bracha on Petra Chamor and Pidyon HaBen, but there's no bracha on Bechor Behemet Tahora. So we'll talk about that if we have time. Shin Chafalev Siv Zayin. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara back in the middle of the Amud. The Rabbanan hold, you need a pasuk to exclude kelim from bar. Rabbi Yehuda says you need a pasuk to include kelim for bar. So ask the Gemara, kelim b'nei misa ninu? The Torah talks about v'hameis yelo. So, miman of shach, why would you need a kelim don't die? So why, according to Rabbanan, would you need a pasuk to exclude it? And according to Yehuda, why would you need a pasuk to include it? Right, they don't die. So Amri, the pasuk says that bor is only chayef for misa. Amri says the Gemara, shvirasan, zuhi misasan. They do die. They can die. Breaking a kli is like killing the kli. And therefore, that's how it can be included in the pasuk. So you need a pasuk to include it, you need a pasuk to exclude it, according to each of the shitos of the Tanan. This is also why we know that, let's say, klicheres, which cannot be kashered, we say the bli of a klicheres goes in and does not come out. The only way to redo it is to break it and put it in the kiln and reform it. How does that help? Because shvira means that it's misasan. Shvirasa, zui misasan. Right, and that's also the Bali Musar say, breaking ourselves, breaking our heart in tshuva. So that also is becoming new. Shvirasan, zui misasan. That is the Gemara. There is a Tosfos of Maseches Brachas. Tosfos and Brachas on Daf Nun discusses the concept by a kosher bracha. The Gemara says that a kosher bracha has to be chai. So various different deyos in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, and some of them quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, about what is the translation of chai. What do you mean a kos has to be chai? So one of the deyos, Tosfos in Brachas Daf Nun, says it can't be broken. Can't be used a broken kli for a kosher bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchos Brachas Amazon, Kuf Pe Gimel, Tzarech Lachzar Achar Kos Shalem. You should use it a whole kos, a complete kos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if the stem is broken, right, just try to use the whole kos. That's the covet of the bracha. If you don't have one, it's okay. You do what you can do. Even if you don't have one that serves, that is perfect. Right? The famous comments of Rav Moshe Feinstein here discuss a larger expansion of the definition of what broken means. What does broken mean? That's Rav Moshe's tshuva about disposable cups. Rav Moshe writes regarding disposable cups that one should not use them for Kiddush. Rav Moshe writes this in Chelek Gimel Siman Lametes in Aruch Chaim. It's important to know the date. He writes this in 1968. Rav Moshe writes, "B'dei b'dvar kos l'kiddush, if you could use one, shenase miniyar shehu kli rak l'sha'av, sheshama asher asarti." You've heard I've asserted it. Emes adavar, yes. And he quotes the Tosfos in the Brachas Daf Nun and Shabbos Ayin Vav that chai means it has to be a shalem. And Rav Moshe assumes the koshal kiddush and this idea that it's only used once and then you throw it out, that shows that it has to be a kos na'eh. Right, for roa anisha koshal niyar shu rak l'shal pam zelavad who od garua to ain't lo shum chashivus devada ain't lo roy lebrachas amazon lekiddush. If you don't have a choice, you could use it. But Rav Moshe says you really, really, really should not use it. That's Rav Moshe based on chai. Again, chai like our Gemara says, broken is the death of a kli. So Rav Moshe says, a disposable cup has the status of a shavur, which is broken, which is dead, which is the opposite of chai, which you're not allowed to use for kiddush. Rav Achronim argue on Rav Moshe, or say that Rav Moshe wouldn't say it today. Meaning what? A, maybe Rav Moshe, Achronim argue on Rav Moshe. Number one, the Tzitz Eliezer and other poskim say, no, you can't compare a disposable cup to a broken cup. A broken cup was made one way, and now it's something else. A disposable cup was made to be used like this. It's fine. It's perfect. This is how it was made. Number one. Number two, they suggest, Rav Asher Weiss writes this, and others, that maybe even Rav Moshe would agree today. What was Rav Moshe talking about in the 1968? Maybe he's talking about the types of disposable cups that once you use them once, he says niyar. Once you use them once, they fall apart, like the cups they used to have in the dentist's office. You use it once, the side of it becomes moist, and it disintegrates in your hand if you're using it once. So those maybe are, that's what Rav Moshe is talking about. But now, we have disposable cups that you can use 30 times. Right, if we're so affluent that we would throw them out, but the hard plastic, right? Most cups that are used at a kiddush, those can be used many times. Right, that's a shavur. So maybe even Rav Moshe would agree that it is okay. It is okay today to use those. And as I always mentioned. I don't really understand or know the pshat of the double cup that some use, because according to Rav Moshe, it's two zeros. That doesn't help, right? You're going to throw out both of the cups. And according to the poskim against Rav Moshe, then you don't need a double cup, right? One is fine. Is it just to make it more sturdy so you can hold it? But one is usually okay too, but people do it, and must be a reason out there for it somewhere, but pashtus, there is no need to it. If one wants to be machmer, so you need a real one. If one would machmer for the pashtus, for the Rav Moshe, if one not, so then even one would be okay. Period. Says the Gemara, Ularav de Amar. Bar Shechiva Alav Torah Lahavo V'Lachavto. According to Rav, remember we had the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what the root chiyuv of bar is. Is bar chayiv for the suffocation of the animal, the air? That was Rav. Shmuel says no, is both. So according to both of them, so first according to Rav, I'm sorry. Rav Damar Bar Shechiva Alav Torah Lahavo V'Lachavto. Bein L'Rabbana Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda Kelim B'nei Havlan Inu. Again, why would we include, or why would we need a pasuk to exclude kalim? If bar is all about the suffocation element, so kalim don't suffocate. So what's the issue? How do kalim, how we chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda for kalim? The kalim don't suffocate, do they? And why do we even need a pasuk to exclude them according to the Rabbanan? Answer, we do. Amri b'chadati demifki mehevla. Yeah, we're talking about new types of kalim that would break, that would smash and mamela disintegrate from the heat, from the suffocation atmosphere that is in the bottom of the bar. Period. Says the Gemara now. So what was the maskana up above? V'hames yihielo is what included all types of animals. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, we've used that before. Hi, v'hames yihielo mi bar lelikid rava. We've already used that. Dama rava. Rava said a couple of days ago. Shor psulei hamukdashim shenafal abar pater. If a shor that is a carbon that was nifsal, that still has remnants of the kedusha, if it falls into a pit, I'm pater. Shene amar v'hames yihielo. B'misha hames yihielo. Yoli chayiv for bar if the mace is yours. If you could keep it, yatza zeshen hames yihielo. Excluding a carbon shenifsal psulei hamukdashim. So you can't, that pasuk is used up already. So you can't use that pasuk to teach me that you're chayiv for all animals. So Ela Amar Kra, says the Gemara, okay, try number three. What is the source? How do you know that all animals are included? Ela Amar Kra, Kesev Yashiv Leba'alav Lerabos Kol De'islei Ba'ilim. You return it to the owner. Anything that has a Ba'ilim, all animals. Says the Gemara, Yachi Afilu Kelim Ba'adam Nami. Kelim Ba'adam also have Bailim. So why aren't they included? So Amar Kra, no, there's a pasuk that excludes them. Shar v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who includes kelim in bar, so bishlamash shar memayit be adam. Ela chamor ma memayit be. So what does he exclude from chamor? What is that word teaching us? Says the Gemara, we're stuck. Ela amar Rava, chamor de bar the Rabbi Yehuda. That's here. The word chamor by bar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'sed aveda devar Yaakov, and elsewhere, Baba Metzia, said by aveda, it lists off all the items that are lost, that if I find, I have to return. Shor says salma, and in Baba Metzia, it says they all teach me something except for the word se, kasha. So these two words, bar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the word shor, the word chamor, according to Rabbi Yehuda by bar, and the word se, according to by Aveda, so those are questions we don't know exactly what to learn from them. Right? It's not a mamish problem. There must be something that we can learn, but we're just not sure of it, and therefore we leave it. The Rishonim here, specifically Tosa, says, "Well, I have a suggestion." What you can learn out from chamor, what you can exclude, Tosfos, Dibur Maskil chamor, second line, Hiksha Rav Moshe mi Pantazia. says the ema de chamar asalamayit shtaros. Maybe if a shtar falls into a pit and gets destroyed, so maybe that's what's excluded, because a shtar is not a behema and it's not a kli. So maybe shtar should be excluded. Va'omeri says tosas bimanav shach, shtar should not be excluded. Why? Because laman de lo doyin dina de garmi. According to the opinion that does not hold of Garmi, as we mentioned a number of times already, the sugi of Garmi, somewhere in the middle, between a direct Maisa Hezek on your item and Grama, Garmi somewhere in the middle. So, meaning, what are the cases of Garmi? I burn up your staros, or I do something else that is close to something direct. Ulaman de lo don dina de Garmi, afilu hu atzmo pater. If somebody doesn't hold of Garmi, then even if he does it himself, Pater, not only just the bor. Ulaman de dondin de garmi, nami lo machayev ela midrabanan. There's that Tosus again. Tosus in a few places has this deya. In Baba Basra and in here, that if you don't hold, even if you hold of garmi, garmi is only a chi of derabanan, as it says in Akones, an example, and Tosus assumes that the case of garmi, which is only derabanan. So that's why you wouldn't need a pasik to exclude or include, because garmi is only derabanan, says Tosus. And as we mentioned, this is a huge topic. The Ramban, and in his Kuntres Din to Garmi, and at length, and other Rishonim assume that Garmi is Daraisa. For sure, it's Daraisa, and he goes through there the 25 cases of Garmi. What's the definition of Garmi? How does each case fit in? If you have any impression that it's Darabanan, I'll explain it to you that it's Daraisa. That is the Ramban. That's step one. And then you have the Shach, as we said. We said the Shach in Shin Pei Vav Sif Aleph. He has the three column Shach where he goes through all the Rishonim that say Daraisa, and then he says all the Rishonim that say Darabanan, and then how he re-explains all the first Rishonim to say that really everybody holds Darabanan, in the classic Shach style. But then, we didn't mention last time, but the Ksos, after the Shach, comes along and goes back to the Ramban. He says, no, I disagree with all the Shach's points. The Shach that everybody holds Darabanan, that's wrong. And I'll quote you all the Rais, and he goes through and he knocks off each of the Rais of the Shach. V'achara, Ian hine, kol rayosav, einon machrichos klal. Says the Ksos, Shin Pei Vav, if somebody wants to get a real feel for Garmi, number one, Kuntres Din de Garmi of the Ramban, then the Shach at the beginning of Shin Pei Vav, then the Ksos at the beginning of Shin Pei Vav. And he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes our Tosfos. He quotes the Gemara, and Tosfos, Rav Moshe Fantazia, it's only Darabanan. Says the Ksos, there's many other answers to this question of why the Gemara did not exclude Shtar. You don't have to say that only Garmi is Darabanan. Even if Garmi is Daraisa, there are other answers that you could give to the question. Maybe Garmi is only where you do a direct Maisa. Maybe Garmi is only where you do it yourself, not through your animals, like we had with Nimuk Yosef a couple of days ago, and this is through your bor. Garmi only applies by Adam Hamazik. There are many other answers that you could give to this question. You don't have to say, like Tosfos says. Okay, let's continue. Vayter says the Gemara two dots. Nafal asocho shor chereshot v'katan chayiv. The Mishnah says if an ox chereshot v'katan falls in to your pit, chayiv. So my shor chereshot v'katan. What does that mean? What is shor chereshot v'katan referring to? Is that referring to the owner or the ox itself? Ilei mashor shel chereshor shel shota shor shel katan. So then, what would be the implication? Hashor shel pikeach pater. Only these oxen you're chayiv for, but a shor of a regular individual, a typical individual pater, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That doesn't work, because you'd be chai for that too. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shor shehu cheresh, shor shehu shota, shor shehu katan. It's referring to the animal itself. Meaning, hashor shehu pikeach pater, an animal that is normal and typical you'd be pater for. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, lo mi boy ka'amar. No, we should understand that as the following. Lo mi boy shor on top, shehu pikeach the chayiv, not only an ox. That is a pikeach are you chayef for sure, because maybe he should have known better. Aver shor chereshot v'katan. Ema charshuso garmalo. Katnuso garmalo. Maybe there we should blame it on their state, not on my pit. Okay, I dug a pit. But maybe the fact that they're chereshot v'katan, they're not trained yet, maybe that's what caused them to fall in. Filiftar, so then I should be potter. Kamash balan, we don't say that. Period. That's the chiddush. Amalei Rav Acha l'Ravina. But one minute, Vatanya, the Braisa says, Nafal atocho bardas patur. They have a Braisa that says, only if a bardas falls into a pit, you're going to be patur, because the bardas should have known better. So what does bardas mean here? My life shor bardas? Isn't that referring to a shor bardas? An ox that's a bardas? No. Omar lelo Adam. Maybe he's only referring to a person. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, Adam ben Dazu de Pater, Halav ben Dazu de Chayiv. What's with it? Only a person who is a ben Daz is pat, you'd be Pater for. But if a person who is a Lav bar Daz, a Cheresh of the Katan, falls in, you'd be Chayiv for that? Sure, with Adam Ksiv. No, Adam is excluded across the board. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elamai ben Daz, Min ben Daz. What is excluded by bar? Somebody who is in the category of being a ben das, which is a person, min ben das. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar in Mareches Aleph, so he discusses at length how Chereshot V'Katan are Kruyim Adam. Right, they're in the category of ben das. And therefore, they are included here in the exclusion from Bar. Amalei, finally, Vatanya, V'nafa L'tocho Shor Ben Das Pater. It says, Beferish, if a Shor Ben Das falls in Pater. So the Gemara says, fine, Elam Arava, go back to what we said earlier. Sharvahu cheresh, sharvahu shod, sharvahu katan tafka. Only a cheresh of a katan ox you are going to be putter for. You're going to be chayah for. Av a sharvahu bikeh putter. But a typical, normal, smart, so to speak, ox, you're putter for. My taima, iboile, yune amazel. Because that ox should have known better. Iboile, that he should have looked around. And Tani Namihachi, the Brisa also says, Nofel Asocho Shor Cherechot of a Katan Vesuma Umahalech Balayla Chayev. If you have a Shor Cherechot of a Katan, or blind, or night, then Chayev, because he couldn't have seen. Pikeach Umahalech Bayom Pater. But if an animal is walking, he's typical during the day, so he shouldn't have gone into the bar. And if he did, it is his problem. The Rosh here, quoting the Shima Kubetza, says, maybe the animal is even more than an Adam, he should have looked Iboile Yuni Amezal. Right, because his eyes are close to the floor, so he should have been able to look around. Right, that is the comment of the Shimon Kubetzes. The Rambam has a difficult shita here, according to the Ravid, at least to understand. The Rambam here in this Kemamon is only mechalik within Misa and not within Nezek. The Rambam says, after quoting, Eino chayev al misas abehema babar, al chavisa batel, elai abehema ktana, charesha shota, he quotes our Mishnah, only if the animal is charesha the vakata nechulu. But if it's a pikachas, falls by yom and dies, pater, because the animal should have known better. But then the Rambam adds, by a smaller bar, by a bar less than tes, right, by nezek, then behema is included, you're going to be chayev. Vim huzak bo adam. O behema, ha-pikachas, ha-behema-pikachas, chayev-nezek-shalim, and that's what the Ravid jumps on. Understand, if the svar is i-boy-le-li-yone, he should have looked around, so what difference does it make whether it's a bar of misa or a bar of nezek? He should have looked around himself, and it's his own fault. Why should he be chayev for behema? That's the Ravid's kasha. The Magen Mishnah says, well, maybe the animal, when the animal sees it's a very deep pit, you got to give a lot of credit to the animals according to this pshat, when they see it's a very deep pit, that their instinct is going to tell them to stay away because it's very dangerous. But if it's only nezek, so then maybe they won't stay away as much, and the instinct doesn't tell them as much to stay away, so it's not as much their fault. Okay. The Chashuke Chemed here discusses, this is a classic Chashuke Chemed comment, right? Not Lamaisa at all, just related, right? We talk about different types. You know what? Let's just read the Mishnah. I'm sorry. It's on the Mishnah. And then we'll get into it. Okay, last Mishnah here in the fifth parak. A classic Mishnah. Echad shor v'echad kol behema. So, Lamaisa, what did we say? Any animal. Any animal is included, l'nefilas habor, that if a bal habor would be chai for any animal falling in, as we had the limudim. And for all the following halachas, even though the following halachas have limitations written in the Torah, but based on limudim, we'll see, they're all included, all animals. Lafrashas ar Sinai. For the animals, the halacha, that animals were not allowed to go onto ar Sinai, all animals are asur. Ula tashlume kefel. If I steal an animal, I have to pay double if I'm a ganav. Not like Dalad Vehei, that's limited to specific animals. But for Kefel, the double payment, all animals. Ula Shavas Aveda. Liprika, for the mitzvah to unload animals if it's under a heavy load. Lachasima, the Isser of muzzling animals. Lakilayim, the Isser of cross-working animals and cross-breeding. Ula Shabbos, and the Isser of my animals doing work on Shabbos. Vechein, Chayev, Ayov, Kayotze Bohen. All of these, all behemoth chayes and ofis are included. Imkein lamanem ar shor chamor. Why does the Dafka say shor chamor? El shetibra kaza behove. That's just the common animals that were used at the time. That's why they are included. Again, we can spend hours on each of these mitzvos just to mention one or two comments, and then we'll have to get into the limudim. As I said before, the Chashuk Chemin here discusses, the Gemara is going to have inclusions, how you know behemoths and chayas are all included. So, and if you don't have an inclusion, you wouldn't have included them. So the Chashuk Chemin asks, what about all those animals, in quotes, that aren't regular, typical, full animals. Like, number one, the Adnei Hasadeh. The Adnei Hasadeh, that's the Mishneh Kilayim that talks about the Adnei Hasadeh, an animal that is attached to the ground, that has a rope that's attached to the ground, that we don't even know about this type of animal anymore. Min Chaya HaGadela Basados, Ukemin Chevel Gadol Yotze Min Haaret Shagala Ba'os HaChaya, It's Mechubra LaKarka, it looks like a person, but if that does damage, Rabbi Yossi says in Kilayim, it's not Matame Ba'ohel. So, what about Nezek regarding the Adnei Hasadeh? Right? Is it like an Adam Hamazik because it has some, it's a Metami Ba'oa like an Adam or not? Number one. Or what about the Mishnah Chulin in the ninth parak? The Achbar, that's Chetzia Basar, Chetzia Adama. Half animal, half ground. Remember the Mefershim there talk about this, and there are doctoral theses written about this. Was there ever such an animal? The Bar Tanura, Yesh min achbar she'eno parvarava, ela me'atzmo notzar mino adama, ka'ashpa ha'mashretzes tola'im, v'ima, right, spontaneous generation, v'ima dayin lo nishmala b'riyas ha'achbar, ela mitzido echad, yimini osmali. What if it's partially formed? Is it metame, the meat, the flesh part of it, the ground part of it, and the Rambam there? The Rambam there in Pirush Mishnah says, this type of achbar that comes from the Adama, hu sipor mefursa ma'od. It's a very famous story that people talk about today. The ein mispar l'rabim asher amru li shero oto. Many people have told me, says the Rambam, that they've seen it. Umitzius bal chai kazeh hu davar mafli, she'ein ladas lo hezber klal. I have no idea. The Rambam says, many people have told me that they've seen it, but I have no idea whether it exists. The Sefer Tiferes Yisrael there on the Mishnah also quotes from the non-Jewish sources that people have seen this type of animal. But either way, so what about this animal regarding Nezek? Or what about if you create an animal with Sefer Hayitzira regarding Nezek? So, I mean, once you require limudim for all the animals, the Chashuk Echema discusses, so what about all of these? Kilayim also is an important machlokas Rishonim, machlokas the Rambam and the Rush, the Isra of Kilay Behema. Is that by, the Rambam holds, one kosher, one non-kosher animal? If you have two different types of kosher animals, the Rambam would say that's not Kilayim Daraisa. The Rush and other Rishonim argue, no, any two different types of animals would be Kilayim. Machlokas within Kilayim. And finally, just the last point to mention, and then we'll run through all of these limudim, Be'ezras Hashem, is Hafrashas Har Sinai. Hafrashas Har Sinai includes all the animals. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos not here, but Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Taf Tesvav, by a similar case. Who cares? Ma'ida Hava Have. What do I need a limud for to teach me that the animals on Har Sinai aren't, all animals are included? Right? So, the answers given in the Rishonim are always similar. Maybe we just want to know Pshat on the Pasuk. We want to know the story. We want to know what happened. Tosfos and Chagiga says that too. We want to, even though it's not Lamaisa, we want to know exactly what was the story in that time. What was the halacha? The Ran there in Sanhedrin quotes, and this is always a good example to whenever you have one of these questions. What if one accepts to be a Nazir or makes a Neder al-Menat, that this is the halacha? That could always be a good one. That's the Chiddush Yeran, right? There's no Ran in the back of Sanhedrin, but the Chiddush Yeran says, you know, what if somebody accepts to be a Nazir let me just find the Lashon here. The Ran says, right at the beginning of that piece of the Ran, just find it here at, let me just find the page here. Says the Ran, Shar Sinai Bakama, Avo Ishina Lokumi Boile, Bechulu. And why is it quoted here? Vim Torah, my nafkalamina, my dahava hava. Yeshlomar, drosh vakabal skar, inami nafkamina, lenoder. Di amar, harini nazir, im misa, shar sinai, bechav gimel. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, how many judges do you need to judge an ox that went on Har Sinai? It's a similar type of case. Okay, let's continue. Now we get to all the limudim. Lenefilas abor, How do you know that all animals are included in all of these halachas? Kesev yashiv lo ba'alav tziv. Kol disle ba'ilim kid da amren, as we added amen aleph. Lafrashas har sinai. Im behema, im ish lo yichyeh, v'chaya bechla behema havye. It's all included. Im, l'rabosas ha'ofos, that includes also the birds. L'tashlume kefel kid da amrinan, al kol dvar pesha klal, kol dvar pshia, everything is included. L'ashavas aveda, l'chol aveda zachicha, all avedas. Liprika, unloading an animal, the mitzvah. Yolav, chamar, chamar, mi Shabbos. You learn Zerasavah from Shabbos, where all animals are included. Lachasima, yolav, shar, shar, mi Shabbos. Likilayim, e, kilayim, dacharisha. We know two types of kilayim. Cross working and cross breeding. E, kilayim, dacharisha. If we're talking about the cross working, yolav, shar, shar, mi Shabbos. You learn it out also from Shabbos. E kilayim daharba'a yolif hehemtacha behemtacha mishabbos. Right, two different types of words, but both of them are learned out from Zera Shabbos, from Shabbos. V'gabi Shabbos minolan. So all of these are from Shabbos. How do we know by Shabbos that all animals are included? Titania, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, B'dibros harishonos nomar. It says servants and animals. It says behemtecha there. Ubedibras ha'achronos nomar v'shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha. Follow shor v'chamor v'chlal kol behema hayu. Why in Voschanon does it explicate? V'loma yatsu lomar lecha ma shor v'chamor ha'amor kan chayev ayov kol yatsu v'hen. Just like here. All, even birds are included compared to Sharva Chamor. Afko Chayavov Kayotzvan. So too by all of them, it is included. So this is a klal, that we, compare the two. Says the Gemara, Ema Behema, the Dibras Arishonos, klal, Sharcha Vachamorcha, the Dibras Achronos, Prat, klal, Prat, Ema Chal, Elamashab, Prat, Sharva Chamor, In Midiachrini, Lo. Maybe it should be a klal, Prat. So the Gemara says, no. What does it say after that? Amri v'chol bam tevcha de dibros achronos. Chozer v'klal. That has another inclusionary phrase. Klal aprat uklal. Yetadon elakein aprat. Ma aprat mefurish balechayim avko balechayim. So it's a klal aprat uklal, and we include all animals. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Maybe we should limit it like we did in Amud Aleph. V'yema ma aprat mefurish davar. Shene v'ilasam v'tame b'maga u'b'masa. Avko davar shene v'ilasam v'tame b'maga u'b'masa. Avalofos lo. Maybe birds should be excluded. Right, they're not like Shor v'chamor. So Gemara again says, Amri Yemkei Nichta Rachman Achat Prata, that it should have only listed one of the words, not both. So the extra word includes birds. Again, the Gemara says, Hey Nichta Rachmana, no, they're neither of them are extra. Ikaz Rachmana Shor Hava Mina Krav L'Gabim Mizbeach In Shina Krav L'Gabim Mizbeach Lo. Right, Kaz Rachmana Chamor. I would have only included animals that are Krav L'Gabim Mizbeach. Vikaz Rachmana Chamor. If only said Chamor Hava Mina Kadosh Bivachora In She Kadosh Bivachora Lo. Kaz Rachmana Shor. Question mark. So we're back to the question. Both of them are needed. They're not extra. So therefore, maybe we should limit even by Shabbos. Klal Prado Klal only to certain types of animals. Gemara says, Ella, v'kol b'hemtecha, you're right, it's not a klal, part of klal, but it is a ribui. V'kol b'hemtecha, ribu yahu. And we know ribu, mi'ed ribui can include all. Just parenthetically, by the way, Tosfos on top says, does this get into the sugya of klal, uprat, uklal, far away from each other? Meruchakin zemizeh? We're talking about Yisro and Vaschana. That's pretty far. Says Tosfos, no, amazing. Dachronos, Verishonos, Chada Milsahi, the Zachar Veshamar V'Dibur Echanemru. The Yisro and Vaschanan, it's the same thing. It's not called far away from each other. V'Dibur Echanemru. And therefore, we could treat it as next to each other. The Rishonim on Chumash, the Ramban and others discuss. So Lamaisa, what did it say on the Luchos? And was it the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Nios? Did it say Zohar? Did it say Shomar? Like what did it say? So that's a question the Parshanim deal with. But at least in terms of Halacha, they're viewed as one. Says the Gemara now. Now we're saying V'kol B'Hemtecha is a Ribui. Every time it says Kol, are we allowed to do that? V'Hagabi Meiser Dechsev Kol, by going up to Yerushalayim and redeeming the money back into fruit or to food. At Carbonos, it says, call there, because darshin alei b'chal uprat. We darshin b'chal uprat, not ribui. Titania, v'nasata akesa b'chol asher taven afshecha, klal, baboker uvatzon, you should buy whatever you want, baboker uvatzon uvayayin avashechar prat, uvachol asher tishchocha nafshecha, chazar v'klal. Klal uprat klal, yetadon elakina prat. We darshin that by bringing your money up to Yerushalayim. Ma prat, what are you allowed to buy? Ma prat, mufurish, pre mi pre, vigidule karka. Just like the examples are, pre mi pre. which we say is something that comes from something else, like wine comes from grapes and beer comes from dates, excluding something that naturally comes from itself. The Rashi says, like kimeinu, pitrios, water, salt, mushrooms that are not primipri, and vigidule karka, excluding fish, right? That those things that they don't grow or are nourished from the ground. So just like that, afkol primipri vigidule karka. So you see that kol is darshin like klal uprat, not like ribui. Says the Gemara, amri bakol klala, kol ribuya. That's the difference. Bichol or kol. Number one, or iba yisema kol nami klalahu. Klal could also be darshan as a klal uprat, but not here. Miyu, hi, kol dahacha ribuyu. But our kol is not why. Midahavila lemichta ubehemtecha kidechsiv v'divras harishonos. Here there was a parallel somewhere else in the Torah where it could have used the same word. Vikasa v'kol behemtecha, and Edavka uses v'kol to make it different. Shma minu ribuya. That's how you know it is a ribuy. Period. Just finishing, and then we'll make one final comment. Hashta to Amrit Kol Ribuyu Bemtcha the Dibras are Rishonos Beshar Bechamar Dibras are Achronos Lamali. If Kol is a Ribuy, so why do we have all those extra words in all of these Dibros? Amri, so we have it. Shar Lagmure Shar Shar Lachasima Chamar Lagmure Chamar Chamar Laprika. Each word by the Aseres Dibros is there to teach me somewhere else. Bemtcha Lagmure Bemtcha Bemtcha Lakilayim. So we have them all. Siyachi afilo adam litzar. If this is all true, that we compare Shabbos to the Isser of cross-working animals, so even a person should be included in the Isser daraisa of working with another animal. Alama tanan adam mutter im kulo nachrosh v'limshof. Why does the Mishnah Kilayim say that a person is not included in the Isser of Kilay Behema? Of working. Amra Papa, Papunai Yadi Taimada Milsa. The people from Papunai know the answer. Umanu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra Laman Yenuach Avdecha V'Amascha Kamocha. La'anacha Hikashti V'lola Davar Acher. Now, special din. I compare Eved V'Amma to animals, Dafka for resting on Shabbos, but not to other areas, not like Kilayim. And therefore, it is excluded. The issue of Gidule Karka is a big topic. Tosfos, the Rambam, Other sources discuss that in different contexts, there would be different definitions of Gidulei Karka. For Hilchos Shabbos, people and animals are considered Gidulei Karka. Right? In other contexts, animals are not called Gidulei Karka. Right? So they don't grow from the ground. They don't know what the definition is. Grows from the ground, gets nourished from the ground. Right? Oh, the Gidulei Karka might not have the same definition in every area of Halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, next time we will continue with the last Amud of the fifth Perek, getting into Perek Hakones. Again, we thank the sponsors for the shiur. Again, in honor of the fourth yard set of Mrs. Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, our beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Okay, we'll stop here.